Foster Care Fortnight on Hallam FM.
My name is Debbie. When I phoned the local authority, that my initial phone call, my first question was, can I foster as a single person? Because I had this image that foster carers were married couples, middle class, you know, mortgage, living in a nice suburb. And of course, it's not like that at all. Virtually anybody can foster as long as you've got the bedrooms, etc. There's a lots of myths, I think, around fostering. My first step I took towards fostering was that initial phone call and then a visit from a social worker who gave me more information, and they invited me along to something that's called preparation training. I wanted to foster for many, many years before I made that initial phone call. It was something that I always felt I would do eventually. Obviously, it's not something that you jump into. I just thought, this is something I would like to do. And I myself was actually in foster care for a very short period of time, and I remember it as a pleasant experience. All the children that I fostered stay with me on what's called a permanent placement. So when they come to me, the idea is that they will stay with me until they grow up, until they are able to move on into independence and look after themselves. My oldest one is now 29, and he came to me at age 10. I see him all the time. He doesn't live that far away, one bus ride. And he comes for visits, he does my gardening, helps me move big furniture, fills a skip up for me when I've got a skip. Christmas, birthdays, celebrations, any events like that, he's always invited and he always comes along. I've got another ex-foster child who came to me at 15. She is 22 this year. Again, only lives about three streets away from me. She's down nearly every day. And just like normal kids, when they leave home, they come in. They obviously don't knock on the door. They just walk in. They head straight for the fridge, ask if they can borrow the internet and chat away, you know, just like you would with your normal children when they grow up, I suppose. I love fostering. I love my job. I like spending time with my children. I like taking them places, letting them experience things that they wouldn't have experienced before. The best thing about fostering for me is seeing those changes that you can help the children with, changes in their life. One of my children that I have at the minute who's been with me 7 years, she's autistic, and it took 18 months for me to teach her how to dress herself. And the first time that she dressed herself was an amazing achievement for us all. That was, it's a bit like winning Olympic gold, I think, you know, it was just an amazing feeling. So I have one birth child, my daughter's 16 years old, and I personally think that it's made her much more appreciative of what she has, and it's made her a nicer person. One girl came to us with, she'd wanted dolls and she didn't have any dolls. So my daughter gave her all of her Barbies, which I think was round about 300 at the time. And she said she needs them more than me. I would say if you're thinking about it, please look into it and get some information. Lots of people would be more than willing to help you with any information you want, especially foster carers.
To find out more about fostering for your local authority, head to hallamfm.co.uk.